Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name's Steve Leonarduzzi. I'm the president of Park Builders Construction.
Okay. Now, Steve, first and foremost, you obviously put an outfit together today for this event. Where does that planning start? Is that morning of? Is that the night before? Is that a week prior to?
When I'm traveling, it's definitely not morning of. Yeah. But generally would be, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, no worries, man. You look sharp. Like, I like that jacket. You walked in, I'm like, that guy's not from Fort McMurray.
Shout out to the helm in Edmonton.
Yeah, oh, so you are in Edmonton. That's where you're...
That's where my home is.
All right, so when I'm in Edmonton and I'm shopping for clothes, I like to spend my time on White Avenue.
Yes.
There's a few stores that I like to go to. Do you know the area?
Absolutely.
All right, where on White are you hanging out?
Where am I hanging out?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's not doing too much hanging on White anymore. There's some great stores on White. Gravity Pope is a great shoe place, probably one of the better shoe places in Canada, I would say.
Yeah.
Eric's a great formal place to get some men's clothing. There's lots of great places.
Yeah, Gravity Pope is cool. I just bought, there's a few brands that I like that are carried at Gravity Pope. I bought a hat that is a little bit too expensive for a baseball hat, but you see it and you're just like, oh, it's from Japan, and you put it on. I'm about to drop. That's exactly it. But Gravity Pope, that's where I bought it from. So I love Gravity Pope. Another place I love in Edmonton, if you ever have an opportunity, is downtown. It's called Doss. I love eating at Doss.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, dude, it's my spot. Like, they make. Anyways, we'll talk about that off camera. We're not going to do it right now. Anyways, today you're in Fort McMurray for what?
Well, we had a breakfast this morning that was just bringing awareness to Castle Mental Health organization that we're building a facility for here in Fort McMurray, and actually three other facilities across Alberta.
And so I heard a little bit about what you guys are talking about up front. You guys have had major success in the Edmonton area. How are you hoping to translate that success to a different, more northern community?
Sure. Well, our roots as a company are actually from Yellowknife. We started in Yellowknife. So we are the epitome of a northern company. We started in Yellowknife in 1974, built facilities all through northern and western Canada. We cut our teeth on building projects in the north, so our head office is now in Edmonton, but really our book of work is all throughout northern Canada, and include Fort McMurray and Fort MacKay and many facilities throughout West Buffalo that are active in construction right now, but it's definitely a big part of our company history.
Wow, that's wild. So did you have the opportunity to go up there?
Absolutely, to Yellowknife.
That's what I'm saying.
We still have we started there, so we call it our home office is in Yellowknife, and we're committed to that city. We're staying there for the long haul. We're actually just renovating a new office space there right now.
That's so cool. Yeah. So what are the comparisons you see from that northern community to this one?
So the comparisons, climate is actually one that's very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
When you get further north like that, I think logistics become a lot more of a challenge.
Yes, of course.
Fort McMurray is a place that's had lots of activity for many years and has a community, not just a business community, and a social community as well that's incredibly supportive of the community. There's a lot of parallels between Fort McMurray and Yellowknife. I'd say, both are cities that seem to shoot way above their weight class.
Interesting.
Places that both need high attention on local involvement to make things successful. But that really kind of applies to all communities that you work in.
There we go. Well, unfortunately, my man, these are shorter episodes, so he tapped his watch. That means we're out of time.
Okay, we're good.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Shameless shout out or plug? Join the construction industry. We need people coming into the industry, men, women, trades, office work. There's such an awesome career ahead of you. Be open to it. Have a look into it. We need people in the industry, and it's incredibly rewarding place to spend your time.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.